The Old Boys Cabin Tour, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Eye of the Storm by Manu Seppänen. I have a newspaper clipping that I sometimes get out. Rescued, two people survive the worst snowstorm of the year. He is pictured standing and smiling broadly behind his blonde beard, the hero, and I standing there with a small secretive smile on my mouth, the rescuee. But it's not surprising that I seem a little absent in the picture. His sperm is frozen to my thighs when we were rescued. This is how it all began. Put simply, I'd gotten separated from my friends and he was the one who found me that Easter day a few years ago. I didn't know who he was or where he came from, but he mumbled with a stern expression that I needed to get up. I got up, because time now was of the essence. Otherwise you'll die, we'll die, he said. Everywhere was a milk-white slush of snow and stabbing, icy cold that was blowing all around us. Visibility was so poor that you couldn't see more than a meter in front of your face, and so cold that I had lost feeling in my entire body. My soul had been erased, dulled. I had as good as given up. But then he arrived, the hero, who dragged me away, I think. I lay in a tent, but got the idea that he had in some way created a windbreaker, a sort of snow cave below a protrusion in a small shelter. After the exhausting cold, I felt that things were becoming quieter and the wind had died down. I could barely hear the snowstorm blowing outside, but clearly heard my own breathing, which woke me up. I realized that he hadn't just buried himself, he buried me as well. His face was weather-beaten and his teeth were white. I managed to get out a weak smile, then everything turned black. I passed out. I was woken by him kneading me, hands, arms, legs, deep through the sleeping bag and clothes. He was humming to himself and carefully massaging my body. I was half laying, half sat on my haunches, like a crouching fetus under a layer of compacted snow. I felt myself coming round, and for the first time realized that I was alive, that I was perhaps going to survive. You've been asleep for 24 hours, but everything's going to be okay. His voice was quiet. I felt a little happier. I'd been scared, more scared than I had ever been at any point in my life. He must have sensed this there in the darkness, sensed that I was terrified. Cry if you think it'll help. There's no lack of liquid here. He hugged me, and I cried. I don't know how long I'd been missing. The next thing I remember is that I woke up in his arms, and he was shaking me. The temperature is dropping like a stone. We've got to lie close together. I nodded. I felt a little better. He positioned himself halfway up in the sleeping bag and pulled down the zip of the overalls, still and close together. A pleasant feeling of warmth and moisture momentarily filled our ice-cold, cramped playground. A scent of life and humanity